Batty boy, sweet space killer. Nasty on the beat, bang, bang, go gorilla. Batty boy, sweet space killer. Nasty on the beat, bang, bang, go gorilla. Batty boy, sweet space killer. Nasty on the beat, bang, bang, go gorilla. Batty boy, sweet space killer. Nasty on the beat, bang, bang, go gorilla.
Got problems, I'm the right to starve them. How your body count up, but your pockets are starving. How you in the Mack truck, but forget you a father. I be seeing Satan, but I don't even bother. Is it me? Am I not your cup of tea? Are my pants not low like your self-esteem? Do I need the just so you can see? What shot girl count on you? Just like my EBT. Now that would eat, but I'm still hungry. You'll be surprised what I do when I'm hungry. Might be a pretty, but I ain't scared to get ugly. Pop you like Rosie, I ain't talking about the bubbly.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. I think the switch first. I'll be that then the next I'm that I don't give a what you saying. The shiverish push you like a fishy. Never turn, just look at this.
Body boy, sweet face killer.
What be this blue whale they be nattering about?
It's an old bar. Thee being the sippy sailing?
Arr, set sail for the sippy sailing. We shall thunder and loot all station IDs. Arr.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it locked.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love. And I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes and I would have tried harder to get a better grade so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online. When the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in the classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between now, especially in the COVID era.
This is my first semester back full-time, and having this ability to work and study on my own time and with my own schedule, I definitely enjoy and understand the content a lot more.
The people I ask questions to are named Jesse, Adam, Melanie, Gary, and Amanda. From this interview, we could take away the fact that these students enjoyed their years of college even after COVID changed parts of their overall experiences.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to.
Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m.
On Saturday, March 7th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Welcome back.
Oh no, my thing isn't working. Oh, okay. I gotta hold it right at the right.
That was a great
my
start.
Headphones. Sorry.
Do you want to try again?
Yeah. Hi everyone.
Oh my god, I have your mic on so high.
I don't know why you always do that.
Oh, oops.
Oh, I can't. Oh my god. Okay.
All right. Take Sorry. Three. Ready?
Yes.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
I'm DJ Lucas.
I'm DJ L.
Welcome back to Stereotypes. It's officially 2:05, actually. We're 5 minutes late, guys.
Oops. That's fine.
But welcome back to Stereotypes. We have a really special show for you guys today. We're just waiting for our guests.
This is so exciting.
But in the meantime, well, first of all, I hope you've all had a great week so far. The weather, hello.
Sorry, I'm switching microphones. I actually can't do this.
All right.
Wait. Okay, just keep talking.
Okay. So Alyssa is switching microphones. Let me know when you've gotten there.
I'm not switching mics, I'm switching headphones.
Okay, we're switching headphones. Okay. Okay, your mic's on again.
Oh,
it turned
okay.
off.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, this is so much better. I need to hear myself.
Yeah. So let's talk about the weather.
Okay. Why? Because it's nice out?
It is gorgeous.
It's beautiful out.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm multitasking.
But it's also, I hate when you multitask.
Well, I'm logging into Spinatron.
But this is the most chaotic start to a podcast we've ever had.
True.
But the thing is it's not even that warm out, but it just feels warm because it's been below. You know what I mean? Like, it's only 45 degrees today.
Yeah.
I could go to the beach today. It's beautiful outside. I hate when you multitask. I hate when you multitask.
I'm literally, is this episode
You're not even six? Talking to the microphone. You're trying to explain yourself. You're not even talking.
Is this episode 6?
I don't know. It's a very good question. That's a crazy. We're almost at 10. How bonkers is that?
Wow.
Can you turn up my headphones?
And turn up the headphones.
Thank you.
Where are they?
That's a good question. For a special guest today, we have Dan and Lindsay, but Dan works at Starbucks and gets out at 2. So we're waiting.
Okay, that makes sense.
We're waiting for the clock out of the shift.
Okay, we got to clock out.
We got to clock out of the shift.
Well, we're going to clock in.
So true.
I want to talk about, so
Let's
I
talk.
Just got, my vinyl order just got delivered.
Yes.
Wait, let me grab this.
Yeah, give me a little tour.
So, do you want the house tour?
Ooh, I can take you to the first second, third floor.
So, basically, it was my birthday last Wednesday. Thank you. I'm officially 20 years old. And I got, I had a $50 Amazon gift card from my birthday. And then I got another one.
Boom.
So, combined
that. So, you had like $100?
Yeah, because 50 plus 50 is 100.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. I went on Amazon and I was like, there's these three. Well, I have a list of like vinyls that I really, really have been wanting.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Wishbone.
Yes. Did you get that one?
No. Because they had like the boring variant of it on Amazon and I want like the cute one.
I think they have the cute one at Target. Don't quote me on that.
No, they do. But I went to the Target this weekend to get it and they didn't have it.
Dang.
But they did have Cloud Nine by Megan Maroney, who I love. So
I don't know anything about Megan Maroney.
Yeah, it's okay.
But I should.
I mean,
a lot of my friends
you
like
don't
her.
Need to. But
is she
like,
country?
Yes, but more like on the pop side.
Okay.
Like a little more pop-ish.
Okay.
Like Swift kept making country music, that would be her.
Okay.
And I know how you feel about Taylor Swift.
I don't like Taylor Swift, but that's okay.
Basically, I ordered three vinyls that totaled to $100, starting with, I got Olivia Dean's album.
Yup.
The Art of Loving.
You're kind of giving ASMR with the cardboard, accidentally. I mean, like, not really. Now it's just annoying. Do a tap. Ooh.
Whoa. Whoa. I almost just dropped all those vinyls on the floor.
That's good. Wow. Do you listen to ASMR? This is a safe space. You can tell me.
I don't.
You don't at all?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Is Isn't that crazy?
I only do when, like, I really can't sleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I also got Leve's new album. What's it called? A Matter of Time.
Mm-hmm.
I got that one. Ever since I like Leve on any vinyl is just so perfect.
Yeah.
So. And then I also got Man's Best Friend,
obviously.
Sabrina Carpenter,
obviously.
Because that was one I've been wanting for a while, but it was so expensive.
Yeah.
And so.
But now it's free.
Well, yeah, pretty much. And the blue vinyl that she had on her store was cute, but I kind of wanted like a different one.
Yeah.
And so Amazon had like a brown one that kind of matches the cover. So I got that one.
I have a record player, but lately I've been collecting CDs more because I can play CDs in my car.
Yes.
And so I but I don't think I have Man's Best Friend yet. I think I just have Sweet and Sour. Okay. No, I hate when you gulp into the microphone. I hate when you do that.
Yeah, guys, I have a sore throat.
So why are you breathing all up in that public microphone like that? Okay. Ew. Oh.
There's somebody outside the door, but it's not them.
There's a cute little window, and you can see outside of the studio, and Lucas just keeps looking to see if they're coming.
Well.
Oh, don't do that. Talk to me about something. Anything.
Talk to me.
How is your show going? Your sound designing?
Oh, yeah. It's going pretty good, actually. Unfortunately, I think Shane is a little sick.
Yeah, so I've heard.
And so he hasn't been at rehearsals, which is a little bit alarming, considering that we're going on spring break soon.
Yeah. Well, and also I heard that they're trying to work on the intimacy scenes, but obviously you can't do that when someone is sick.
And it's unfortunate because they literally just finished choreographing all of them. And they just finished choreographing them, and now they're not practicing them.
Yeah.
And so it's a tough situation because, like, I don't think this would happen, but, like, you can forget. Or you can forget, like, what you learned. And when you're not practicing it, it kind of just...
Well, and my roommate Bella is in it. And she plays Evelyn, I think is her name.
She plays Evelyn.
And she was saying that she doesn't even have the intimacy choreography written down. The stage manager does. So they're being told to review it. But she's like, I don't even have it written down. I don't even know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard.
It's a little bit in a tough situation. After this show, I do have a meeting about all of those things.
So true.
So... I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Everything's going to work out. It always does. And I think this is going to be one of the best student shows we put on.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm really hopeful because it's lines are memorized.
Yeah.
Like, and there's a lot.
Yes.
There is a lot.
Especially because there's only four people. Everyone has so many
lines. I think there's like
lines.
10 scenes and then there's four characters.
Yeah. Bella was showing me her lines. I think she said she has like 400. Mm-hmm. Maybe like, I don't even know, just an act one or like, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Sorry, I'm trying to stir my drink.
She does have a lot. I mean, she does have a whole monologue at the end that's like 5 pages long, but it's so good.
But oh my God, it's so good.
But sound design wise, it's a very light show. I do actually kind of need to lock in on that.
Yeah.
I was thinking over break, I probably would, but I have a feeling we're going into tech sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really do feel like I need to lock in. So I'm going to put that on my planner, actually.
Do you guys still have your first crew watch as the first day you're in the Hamblin?
That's something we're going to discuss today.
Oh, okay.
So that's something we'll discuss today. Long story short, how our shows work for the people that are listening is once we go into tech, the first thing that happens is a crew watch. So the crew can watch the show, kind of figure out like how things go and like, you know, get a feel for the show. The problem we're running into is since Stupid Effing Bird is currently in the Hamblin, we can't rehearse in there. So we've been rehearsing in the little studio that's like down near the Goodrich.
True.
I don't remember what it's called.
103.
Yeah. And which is fine.
Right.
It's just like we need to kind of, we have to go into the Hamblin and we need to like figure all that out. And we like right after Stupid Effing Bird is done,
right,
we move in and then the next day we're rehearsing.
True.
Oh my gosh. Friends.
Oh my goodness.
Friends.
Wait, I was going to tell you, but I didn't want to interrupt you. Bella just texted me and she said, loving this shout out. I really like you guys. Aww. Oh. Our friends are here.
Friends are here. Yay.
Take a seat. Put on some headphones. Some of them are really wonky.
Yeah, the headphones may not work.
They might not work. It's,
Hi.
Come sit. Friends. This is so exciting.
Okay. So introducing our good friends.
The headphones might not work.
The headphones may or may not work. Okay.
They might not.
I'm going to switch your mics on. Ready? You're going to have freedom of speech in 5 seconds. Ready? Go.
Oh my God. We're so here. Dan, no.
What did I do?
The mic came off.
Oh wait, it does that. Somewhere. Wait, I can fix it.
Oh my gosh.
I can fix it.
Everything's breaking.
Yeah. Okay.
Dan just came from work.
Oh, I held on
it. Okay, good. This is crazy.
Okay, great.
This is wild.
Okay, we're back.
And we're so back.
And okay. We're back, and there you
Let
go.
Let me just screw mine. Make sure
Let me tight. Just make sure mine
okay.
is.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. I play Mosh in the show.
You can say effing. You can't
okay.
say
okay. I can say effing.
You can
okay.
say effing, yeah.
Stupid effing bird.
And my name's Dan Pritchard. I play Khan in the show. So stupid exciting. Effing bird.
Mm-hmm.
So this
is Alyssa. What do you play?
Oh, sorry. Hi, I'm Alyssa, and I play Emma in Stupid Effing Bird.
Yeah, Alyssa's in the show.
This isn't an interview, so I'm not going to ask you questions. If you guys have things you want to talk about, just talk about it. I have some topics, just in case.
Ah,
that's good. That's
okay.
good.
Yeah, ah, that's
like
good.
Yeah, our show's very informal, so it doesn't need to be like anything. Like
no, you just can't swear. That's the only rule.
Yeah. Right. Well, and I did last time. I have the button. You can hit the button now. It'll just go silent.
The panic button.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even really know what to talk about. Did you, do you have a favorite memory so far of the process leading up to the show? My favorite memory currently, Dan makes a smoothie on stage every night, and I've already told him this. I'm so jealous because I can smell it on him every time because he has to drink it, and I want to drink it so bad.
Yeah. It's gotten better every time I've made it.
Really?
It started out like, we didn't have any, I mean, there's no ice, but...
But the fruit was frozen?
It's frozen now. It was warm strawberry and banana.
Ooh.
And
Ooh.
The milk was kind of warm.
No. Ooh, but no.
It's been improved, and honestly, it's, I'm always looking forward to it.
Yeah, Yay. You and me both.
It's really yummy. Yeah. I've offered if you want a sip.
No, that's your prop. That's rule number one.
You can't.
That's not my prop props. Once it's off stage.
True. I asked Sean for a drink of his drink, and he looked at me like I had 5 heads.
Well.
Oh, well.
Well.
Not iced tea.
Are you aware of this?
Okay, so I... Okay.
Okay,
I sorry. Live this show vicariously through Alyssa's spam Instagram story. When she literally just posts on it all the time about, like, what is going on, and it's so funny. And so, yeah, no, I'm always living through. So Sean is my roommate, and it's really know. Yeah. Sean's my roommate.
You didn't know
yeah.
that.
Well, I knew Sean and Shane were together. I didn't know the
well. So me,
other half
Sean, Shane, and Sam Keefe, we all live in a quad together in McDuff. So me funny. And Sean are roommates, and then Shane and Sam are roommates.
Drop the room number. Let's
nope.
all pull up.
Nope.
We're showing up your
house. Literally, Nicole in the Mask and Hammer group me yesterday. She was like, everyone pull up to my house. And Kara's like, no.
Please don't.
Please don't do that. And Nicole's like, actually, never mind. Yeah, I love her. But yeah, I've just been living through Alyssa's story. I'm going to be at Thursday's show just watching.
Just and then, Thursday?
Well, I'll be at all of them because okay. Thursday I'm watching. But then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday I'm working. So Friday, Saturday, I think Friday I'm in box office and Saturday, Sunday I'm ushering.
Dan's breaking the equipment.
No, it's Dan. Cutting out and I'm trying to have it not do that.
Yeah, I told you have to like
oh,
hold it.
Oh, yeah, the headphones like don't really work over there.
I just won't move my head.
Aren't you on e-board? Aren't you really supposed still? To do something?
I'm not the operations manager. Do you want a list of things that I do that's not the headphones?
I have papers to prove about
Because I'll tell you right now, I do not have time. It's not in my job description. It's in one person's job description. His name is Magnus Chanel.
Okay.
And it's right there.
Okay. Yeah, his phone number is right there. You can text him.
Should we dox him right now?
Yeah. Should we drop the phone number?
Everyone just starts calling Magnus.
Do you guys have any...
What? Speaking of what? Phone numbers, oh, though...
Drop it.
We have a phone number you can call and
drop
talk
it.
To us.
Drop it.
607-436-2711. Give us a call and let's talk to you. 607-436-2711.
Maybe
call
I'll
the
call.
Sony studio.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll call, give us yeah. a call. We want to talk to you.
Do you guys have any things that happened on stage that went wrong yet?
One time, so there's a pie in the show. And it's like an actual pie, like that we buy from Walmart. And there's like a tray that I carry it in on. And I went to go drop it onto the stage. And the slice of pie that was in there just went flying. so it just kind of ended up bouncing out and like flinging onto the stage.
Yeah. Do you eat it?
I'm the one who eats it.
Yeah. And you ate it?
So here's the deal. I was going to eat it, but then our lovely assistant director and assistant stage manager were both like, no, don't eat it. Don't. And I'm like, it fell onto the stage for like a second.
5 second rule.
That stage is nasty.
A little wood chip never hurt anyone. Oh. It's fine. It's just sawdust.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Yeah. That's a problem.
A little extra fiber. Protein.
That's a problem.
Yeah, fiber.
I don't think I have anything go insanely wrong. Yesterday, though, I think Zoe said her top came undone.
Wait, which part?
It was during Act Two.
She told me about that.
What are you thinking of?
I thought you were talking about the dress because I mean the bow didn't like.
I didn't know about this.
I just don't like zipping. The dress is just so annoying trying to line the lines up and actually get the dress zipped up.
Mm.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she told me about what happened with the PJs, and I was like, oh.
She said, though, she hypothetically only flash drew the director. So, I mean, not a fantastic scenario, but also could have been worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she have something on under it?
It's not working.
I don't know. I think so. Oh. I'm assuming.
Okay. Well, let's hope.
So, wait, why don't you guys talk about when the show is? Because we haven't talked about that.
Truth.
Okay, hold on. The show is called Stupid Effing Bird. Right. Okay. When is it?
It's tomorrow is our opening night.
Yay.
At 7:30 in the Hamblin.
Guys, I have not bought my ticket.
It's free for students.
I didn't buy my ticket for tomorrow.
$5 for general admission?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Question mark?
Yes,
ma'am.
Yeah. We're performing from tomorrow all the way through Sunday. Sunday is our matinee at 2 and every other day. So Thursday to Saturday is at 7:30.
True.
Ooh, wait, and, guys. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I just realized that Sunday is daylight savings.
What does that mean?
Oh,
you're gonna lose an hour.
Are you joking?
You're gonna lose an hour on Sunday.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking because I'm literally looking at. I was like putting the things in the automation, and it's like not letting me put something right here, and it's like, and I just looked at my phone and there's daylight savings.
That's terrible.
That's so rude.
Yeah.
Wait, I was going to say something and I don't remember what it was.
My God.
Oh, if you get your tickets on a laptop, you can pick where you sit, which is actually very important for the show because Dan is all up in the audience constantly.
I love talking to people.
Zoe just texted our group chat. She's listening. She said, best case scenario, flashing Drew.
Right? Tell her to call.
Bro.
Zoe, I know you're listening.
Wait, yeah. I can tell her to call.
Zoe.
Okay, but like theater in general.
What about it?
What is one thing that went horribly wrong, like in your history of theater? Is there one? Someone's calling.
Is it the phone? Pick up the phone,
guys.
Oh my gosh! Pick up the phone. I'm freaking out.
Please.
Hello.
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
Is it Zoe?
That's so hard.
Sounds like Zoe.
Oh my God, Zoe! Do you want to talk on the air?
Yes, she does.
Guys, I love Oni.
Okay, you can't say any swear words, okay? Okay, cool. I'm putting you on right now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
Zoe.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, guys.
Hello.
What's up? You all sound so cute on the radio. I'm literally in my car listening to it.
Oh, where are you going?
I just got back to my apartment. I had to take a physics test that I think I failed.
Oh.
It's okay. I have a math exam on Friday.
That's terrible.
Oh my gosh, Lucas, I should have asked you to tutor me.
Really?
Yeah.
For seriously. Wait, what class?
It's like a physics of sound class.
Oh, physics. Yeah, don't ask me about math for physics. I couldn't do it.
Okay.
Sorry. anything but that.
Okay.
So Zoe is also in the cast.
Zoe, who do you play?
I play Nina.
Just vote.
I'm going to be out.
So, but yeah, we're just kind of talking about like the show and like how excited we are and everything.
Anything you'd like to add, Zoe?
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. I'm so nervous, but I'm so excited.
Is this your Oniata debut?
Yes, it is.
It's yours too, right? Yeah,
we're both debuting together.
Oh my gosh.
I gotta say, this show.
I know, it's so crazy.
We're debuting.
This show is so amazing because it is so many new faces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's so great.
And they're like, all killing it.
Yeah, and they're all, and so I, from what I've heard, everyone is doing such a great job.
Please. No, is this Chris's first show?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I believe it's also Chris's.
Chris and Jaden?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's like 4 out of 7.
We dominate.
And it's so funny because the only person who I really knew coming into the show was Sean. Because I had a class with him. But everybody else, it's honestly like my first time meeting all of you guys.
My roommate. Zoe, did you know Sean's my roommate?
Yes, I think I did know that.
Okay, yeah.
We did just talk about it.
Dan didn't know that.
We did just talk about it.
And me and him are also living in an apartment together next year.
I have a confession.
Yeah.
When the cast list dropped, I didn't know anything about the show or you guys. I knew Lindsay and kind of Sean, but I was so freaked out that I almost didn't do it.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know anything about the show. I didn't know you guys. I was like,
isn't it scary?
This is it.
That was the same way I felt.
I literally stuck around after callbacks. And was, like, waiting for Drew to tell him, like, hey, just, like, don't include me in, like, whatever decision you're making.
Just please don't cast me, actually.
That was the same way I felt.
Yeah, and then, actually, Tanner was there for some reason, and he was just like, Zoe, go home. Like, just go home.
Zoe, just leave.
See what happens.
That's so funny.
That's really funny.
That's the same way I felt. I feel like every cast list I've gotten, besides musicals or shows that I knew that, like, when I auditioned for, Alleged Children of Darkness, like, I had no idea what I was getting into. And
that was directed by Drew, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. No, it was. It's the same slot that Bird is in.
Okay.
And when I did it, it was very, like, surreal because I was like, oh my gosh, like, well, I didn't even get casted at first. Half the cast dropped the show right when the cast list came out, and so I was Drew like reached out to me and was like, do you want to come back and like do it? And I was like, sure. And then I ended up being the sound designer too, so I was in the show and the sound designer,
period.
And it was really chaotic.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
But it was a really good show and I'm really proud of it.
How did you guys think your audition went?
I felt good about it, and then bad about it, and then good about it, and then bad about it.
Okay. Okay.
Mine crashed and burned. I was not in the right headspace that day. Mm-hmm. And I was auditioning for, well, technically both of the shows. I wanted to be in Bird more because, like, I've worked with Drew. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think if I was in a show this semester, I actually would have lost it. So I think it's really great that I didn't get in because, like, there is so much happening this semester. Like, it's really, really chaotic. So anyways,
Dan,
what was the question?
Do you remember your audition?
So at first, going into it, this was the first time I was auditioning in like a while.
Oh yeah,
because last time I was in anything was senior year of high school, and even then that was like after years. I kind of have a theme of because senior year, I auditioned after years and ended up getting the lead in the musical.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same thing happened here, which I'm shocked. But I felt good after it. Like, I felt really good. Like, because Drew, he had me say the first line of the show, which is now my line. So he had me say the first line and he made me do like the movement. And then I went out to say like, oh, like whatever friend I was with, and there I was like, is that a good thing or no? But I felt good. I was like having very low expectations, so I didn't get myself hyped up.
Mm.
And then I kind of was like, oh, okay.
I just remembered this. Dan and I were partnered up for callbacks for my scene with Emma and the character Trigorin. And in the scene, Emma hits Trigorin and kisses Trigorin in the same scene, and it's written in the stage thing. And I'm a very, like, let's just try things. Let's just see what happens. And I remember asking you when we were practicing and reading it, I was like, what do you want to do? What do you want to try? And you looked at me and you said, please don't touch me.
Whoa, wait. Did I say that? No, I think I said...
I don't remember this.
I swear to God.
Please don't touch me. I thought
we were in the black leather couch green room, and we were practicing. And I said, what do you want to do? What do you want to try? What should we do? You said, please don't touch me.
No. I don't think I said that. If anything, yes, I said, please don't hit me.
No, you said, please don't touch me. I remember it vividly.
I don't remember this.
Oh, my gosh.
This is really funny. Also, kind of on a funny note, so Zoe and I, for callbacks, we were matched up as Khan and Nina. And so we did it, like, the whatever scene it was. It's one of the end, near the end scenes. And it was just so ironic how we both ended up getting the role. So we already had worked together before. So it was just so funny. Aww.
I think low-key, I feel like Drew had, like, a vision going into callbacks. Because I think there was the second callback that was Mosh and Dev, who's another character in the show. And Dev is now played by Chris. And Chris and I were partnered up for that, too.
I feel like
there was a vision.
God. There was a vision.
Because, wait, were you and Jaden?
Yes, he was. We only ran it once together. I think I was partnered with you.
Yeah.
And then Chris. Mm-hmm. And then the last one was Jaden. And I vividly remember I finished doing it for the third time, and that scene is a whopper. Mm-hmm. And so I was just drained, and I did it. And I vividly remember Drew was sitting in the audience, and he goes, well, I think I've seen all I'm going to see. So I said, what does that mean? No. Was that a good thing, or is that,
I think I remember he was like,
what
happened?
Oh.
Did she disconnect?
What just happened?
Still there. Oh. Zoe, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. It just beeped. Here. It was really weird.
Oh, it's so weird. I remember I
is someone
read
else trying
like,
to call?
Every character.
No, because there's another line. They'd come in on the other line.
Oh weird.
Zoe,
weird.
You're beeping.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Why?
I don't know.
Is it still beeping?
Yes.
Did I hang up?
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Don't really know.
Why is it beeping? That's weird.
Okay.
Oh. I think it stopped.
Is it beeping still?
No,
I think it stopped. Maybe someone was trying to call, but they should come in on the other line. If you're trying to call us right now, dial 2712 instead of 2711.
What were you saying?
Anyway. I don't even remember.
I don't either. Oh, Drew.
I was so burnt out at the callbacks because I think I read for Nina, Emma, and Mosh.
Yeah,
holy cow.
I feel like I remember you were there for like every... Were you there for every callback?
And then I was there like the entire time, but then I also was getting like a crazy migraine, so Drew was like, okay, you can leave.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, I do remember that.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like,
that's a lifetime ago.
Messing with my head.
That doesn't feel like the same group of people. Like, even, I feel like the read-through, that's not the same group of people.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
I know!
But I will say, Drew is an amazing director.
Oh,
like,
incredible.
And I just really love him. So, like, and I, literally, when I didn't get cast, I wasn't even mad. I was like, you know what? It's for the better. And I literally was like, Drew, like, I love you. Like, I still love you. Like, it's okay. Because he literally was like, he was like, hey, I was like, no, it's okay. I know my audition was bad. It's going to be okay. I promise.
We're going to be okay.
I literally was fine. Like, it was all right. But I'm really excited for you guys. So, Chris Sanders is calling.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
This is perfect.
Oh my God, I just hung up Zoe. Chris, are you there?
Chris, where are you?
Why are you underwater?
Are you in a helicopter?
Chris.
Okay.
It's that android.
It's that stupid
Chris,
android.
Can you hear me? Hi. Can you call again, but on 2711?
Keep calling.
So we said it hung up.
I don't.
Sorry.
He hung up.
This
All
is
right.
crazy.
We're going to take a talk break.
Let's play a song.
Yeah. This song, Alyssa, talk about it. You gave it to me.
Oh, I don't really know. Jaden actually gave me the song because I was looking for bird songs.
Uh-huh.
It's called Little Birdie. It's from a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. It's really darling.
Oh,
it's so sweet.
That's such a good song.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah. Oh. Hi, Chris.
I don't know where you're calling. Oh. Okay, great. Chris, hold tight just for a second.
Please hold.
Okay. Please hold. But yeah, here's a song. It's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back in like five-ish minutes.
Thank you, five.
Thank you, five. Take five.
Just
Turn me on.
All right. guys, I forgot. I didn't know that long.
Spit it out. You got it.
I didn't know the song was 9 minutes long.
Lucas is like, can I skip the song? Can I skip around?
So I'm so sorry if you guys were a fan of that song. if it really hurt you that much, I'll play it on my next show for you. But we're back. Welcome
back. We're back.
For those of you just tuning in, welcome. This is Stereotypes with me and DJ Alyssa.
Who's me?
DJ Lucas.
And?
And DJ Al. And we have two special guests with us today.
And?
We have Lindsay and Dan from the cast of Stupid Effing Bird, which goes up tomorrow.
Whoa.
Which is really, really cool.
Show up.
Show up. Tickets are free for students.
So true. There are a lot of aspects to theater.
There
are. It takes a lot of hands on deck.
There are.
Do you guys prefer being behind the scenes as a crew or as an actor? Do you have preference?
I think I prefer being an actor. Really? I think, yeah. I'm currently also lighting designing for Shape of Things, that Lucas is sound designing for. We have a production meeting right after this, too.
I know we do.
But, yeah, I think, I don't know, maybe it's a little of my own narcissism, but there's something so, like, I think it's, like, the teamwork effort of being, like, on stage and an actor. Like, yeah, on a production team, like, you're working as a team, but you're all, like, doing your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that when you're on stage with a cast, you guys are all working for, like, the same exact goal.
Mm.
Yeah, and you guys are like also
a,
in it.
There's a community, like, a sense of family that builds, yeah. You know?
Because you guys so, are together, I mean, like, every no, night like, for, like, key, months.
I feel like we are all very close in Bird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've I all, agree.
Yeah. Alyssa and I were supposed to have like a little bonding like meet up or something, Drew said, because one of our scenes we're like yelling at each other saying not very nice things, and he was like, you guys should get to know each other outside of it, and then we didn't really do it until this
tech week.
But it, like, we were already like bonding so much just because we were spending so much time in the same room and having fun talking backstage. But yeah,
I wouldn't talk backstage. I don't do that. I would that. Never.
Whoa! I don't mean like. I mean like talking backstage when it was just. I just mean when it was just the actors. There was no tech.
Dan talks backstage.
No, I don't. Guys, stop.
My name is Tonka Jahari, and I would never talk backstage.
My name is Daniel Pritchard. I would never talk backstage.
Drew, if you're listening, I would never talk backstage.
Scott, I promise.
Personally, but, I prefer to be in the cast, which might surprise a lot of people because I've done a lot more in college backstage than I have on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I think in high school, we did a lot of productions that I knew. And so that would make me more comfortable auditioning for them.
Mm.
But it's, I feel like when I got here, it's always the ones that I don't know anything about. You know what I mean? That, like, are always the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so, long story short, for those of you who don't know, I was supposed to be in The Tempest.
Mm-hmm.
Which was my first semester here. I auditioned. I got the role. And it completely shocked me that I got that role.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be, is it Stefano?
I have no idea. I
was supposed to
no
play
clue.
Stefano. And basically, like, 2 days before the auditions, I decided I was going to do it. And I was really nervous because it's Shakespeare, and Shakespeare, like,
wordy.
It's wordy. Well, and so, yeah. And I, you know, I've never played a lead role before, like, ever. Like, I've only played side roles or, like, kind of, like, co-starring, mm-hmm. but I've never been, like, the lead role.
Right.
And so when I was doing The Tempest, when I was auditioning for it, I was, like, really nervous about it because I was like, well, what if I get a giant role? And then Drew gave me Stefano, which was, like, perfect.
I didn't realize Drew directed Tempest, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And guess what?
What?
I didn't realize I had Taylor Swift tickets during the performances after I got the role. So I literally emailed Drew same day as the cast came out. I was like, so, big issue.
So here's the thing.
And he was like, oh. But he figured it out. Yeah, actually, he never really did, unfortunately. He found somebody, and then that person also dropped during tech, then Everett took over.
That's crazy.
Wait, I didn't know that.
That's crazy.
A lot of people think I was the person that dropped during tech.
Right.
Which is really unfortunate.
My name is Lucas DeSalvo, and I would never,
drop a show during tech. And so Everett took over the role. Good for him.
Yeah, that's bad.
But anyways, then I auditioned for Alleged, and I was like, I'm not getting this role because Drew hates me. And I auditioned for Alleged, and I didn't get the role. And then he later reached out to me and was like, everyone dropped the show, so you're in.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, all right, awesome. And then they reached out for a sound designer. I think I got into sound design because of Alleged. And personally, like, I love having that creative control of those things, because like I'll be in a show like as a cast member and be like, okay, I really wish this was this way. But I get to be the one that dictates that.
Right.
Which is like, I guess, I think that's what I like about it. But you're so right when you say, like, when you're in a show, like, you're working with a cast, which becomes your family. And I just miss that so much. And the rewarding feeling when you actually put up the show, like, there's not, I feel like there's not another feeling that feels that rewarding than when you put up a show like that and everyone loves it.
I like, and this is terrible to say because you shouldn't plan for this, but I like how when you're on stage and, like, if you forget a line or you feel like you're not confident, I like how your scene mates will cover for you, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like, if you blank, there's, like, a sense of security of, like, I've got your back. And like, no one leaves anyone high and dry if something happens. You know what I mean? I feel like that's what I like about acting. If you will.
Acting.
Theater.
Yeah. Because you guys have, I feel like you, well, I know you, Alyssa, have been in a lot more shows, like, than I have.
Yeah.
I think I didn't start doing theater until halfway through high school.
That's crazy.
Because I was doing a sport. I was doing cross country, and I got really injured. And so I couldn't do it anymore, and I wanted to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved theater, so I was like, I'm going to try out for Tuck Everlasting. That was the musical at the time, and I auditioned for Jesse, and I didn't get it, and I didn't even get put in the ensemble. I just did not get into the show.
That's crazy.
And so I was like, maybe this isn't for me, and then I auditioned for a comedy, which was after that, and I got it. And then I just kept getting into the shows after that point. So I was in Mamma Mia and Into the Woods.
Good shows.
Which I know. And I really wish I was in Tuck Everlasting. Like, that show is so beautiful and so good.
So gorgeous.
And I love it. We also did Bright Star my freshman year.
I don't know what that is.
Not a lot of people do, but it's a really good show. I feel like we would love, I feel like we would eat it up if we did it here.
Did you guys see, not to stir stuff, did you see Scott Seeger, or I think it was Scott Seeger, posted Sean? Just Sean?
No.
Just Sean, no one else in the cast. He posted just Sean. He was like, it's,
what do you mean he posted just Sean?
Like from the cast? Just like
from the Meet the Cast.
Meet the Cast.
Oh, wow.
He posted Sean.
Wow.
Not even like the Meet the Cast, not like just.
That's wild.
Sean. I think it's Scott.
Okay, I wonder though, Sean was the very last one in the slideshow.
I wonder if
he swiped through all of them and he didn't fully know how reposting on Instagram worked and he just posted whatever one he was on.
Sean uses the same picture every time.
It absolutely destroys
me. I go to open it up on the bio form and it's
every time.
I'm like, maybe it'll be different this time, and I click it, it's just the same picture. I go, yep.
And it just absolutely destroys me.
I love Sean so much. He's so cutie. Oh my god.
Fun. His costumes are adorable.
Oh, they're so good.
Yay.
The glasses get me.
Oh,
the little circular round glasses.
This is
going to
sound so bad, but Sean and his costumes make my ovaries ache with his little green hat.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It just makes me feel like maternal. Like, I just want to squeeze his cheeks.
Oh,
you know?
He's just this little old guy.
He's just so cute.
He's literally the best for me.
Oh, so he makes you feel not your own son in the show? Wow.
No, not really. I don't feel maternal over you, which I think is for the best.
He's literally
because
the best
my character wouldn't.
He tries.
Yeah.
For a second.
She thinks about
don't
it.
Don't break. Oh.
I'm fixing it.
I'm fixing it.
I'm finding it.
How?
I was just going to answer the question.
Go ahead. What question? I don't even remember what
so
I
the, asked. So the thing with the, would you rather be actor or
Oh, go at it. Go at it, Dan.
I don't know, really. So I did props
the
for
mic
fire
just
bugs.
Killed itself.
He said, I'm going to answer the question. I don't really know.
I'm going to answer the question. I don't really know.
You have to send me this so I can clip it.
It was... Yeah, so I did props for Firebugs, and then that was my first like thing doing anything in the theater department here, and it was really fun, just because I'm an art major, so making stuff
like up your 3D alley.
It's right up my alley.
Period.
So I got to make, I was able to make the bomb and a wreath mm-hmm. and some other stuff. But then also just, I really feel like I thrive on stage. Like I can get really into it sometimes. And then sometimes I'm really not into it. But there are, I'm mostly really into it. And yeah. I don't know, it's just like you guys said, it's just that the closeness you get in a cast is just really nice. Because mm-hmm. then you make new friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
I love making new friends. I love watching you. You have some crazy intense scenes, Dan. Me? I'm looking at you.
So yeah.
Well, okay.
For the audio listeners.
For the audio listeners, I'm looking square at Dan. Your scenes are crazy and they're so fun to watch. We have a fence with little peepholes and I love to watch your scenes through the peepholes.
Is it the ones near the end?
There's all of them.
I'm just sitting in the audience and I see Alyssa's eye.
You see my eye through the fence watching the scenes. But also, you mentioned Drew keeps telling you, let out the angry Lindsay. You're like, I don't think I have that.
I don't think that exists. I don't know where she is.
You're doing really good, though. I love watching you throw your little BFs.
Thank you.
I really do.
Yeah, a little tantrum.
Yeah.
I have just, like, I start screaming. I start throwing things. I'm chopping that banana like crazy. But yeah, I think I've slowly found her throughout the process.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been kind of crazy. I've had to channel a lot of like personal things into it because I do, part of my speech is like kind of just being angry at the way the world is.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
I
have a
period.
Right. We're so twin with that. Yeah. But
we are.
I think the show itself is actually just such a really good, like, statement to be making right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very timely.
It's woke.
That's the thing about Drew's shows. So he always picks shows that are so timely.
Yeah, absolutely.
A Legend was very timely. Mm-hmm. Like, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'm so excited to see the show tomorrow.
It was kind of funny because, not to cut you off, sorry.
No, but, absolutely.
Like, for my monologue that's talking about the world, Drew originally, like the stage notes say like stuff that are like in asterisks you can change to like fit whatever.
Yeah.
So originally he was like, oh, we'll probably change some stuff to like make it fit like more towards the world today. Mm-hmm. But then we read through, like he actually read through it and he was like, you know what? It's fine because it describes the world perfectly, it's unfortunately.
Woke.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. It's very good for right now because of the world and whatnot, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Come see Stupid Effing Bird.
True.
Please. Tomorrow opens at 7:30.
Please.
Tickets are available online and at the box office.
It's free for students.
Free for students, $5 for the general public. Performances are going to be tomorrow, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2:00.
Wow, you have this like memorized.
Of course.
Wow.
So definitely come see it. And I'll be ushering on Saturday, Sunday, and I'll also be in the box office on Friday. Mm-hmm. So come say hi.
Yeah. So come say hey.
Thank you so much, Lindsay and Dan,
for taking time out of your day to come and talk with us. This was so much fun. We should do this again
so
sometime.
Fun,
yes, we love having guests.
It's
so fun. it really is.
It is
literally just the best. Because like me and Alyssa can talk about things, but we will eventually run out of things to talk about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Will we?
I mean, we get philosophical.
I know, we do. We do. And then I get controversial.
You do. And you start swearing.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning into Stereotypes this week. We'll be back again Wednesday at 2 o'clock, same time, same place, all that.
True.
That's so fun.
Yep. Leaving you guys off with a song. Harry Styles' new album comes out Friday.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I'll leave you guys with this one.
No way.
No way.
No way.
No, it's actually not. I'm kidding.
Are you joking?
No, it is.
Straight
to your face.
Yeah. So here's Aperture by Harry Styles. Yeah. Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Come see Stupid Bird.
take no prisoners for me. I'm told you're elevating. Drinks go straight to my knees. I'm so going on.
Let go of all the burns you have. Living takes tomorrow. Living takes tomorrow. When you lie weeping in the road, don't forget your sorrow. Living takes tomorrow. When you face the panic, it haunts you. You lose your core.
hatred unsolicited are still life revisited.
It's a plane. It's a radio DJ.
What?
Oh, I thought it was Superman.
It's Superman!
Oh, look, it's writing something. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked. Oh, it could be someone else.
Sure, Jan.
I swear it could have been like Batman or Wonder Woman. Oh, well.
Surrender that gigantic pie.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the Wony Weekly.